Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, let's talk all about layering our skincare. I know you guys are using skincare products that are amazing, but one of the things you really need to do is learn how to layer your skincare products and ingredients so that they interact and mix appropriately. We do so much work to try find the best products and ingredients for our skin types, but are you using them in the correct order? Listen to find out. So, my rule of thumb when applying skincare is to apply your lightest products first and the heaviest last, because thinner products are generally more active, they absorb more readily, and they can't penetrate those thicker products. I like a beginner skincare routine that's easy. So a cleanser that's gentle, sulfate-free face wash is great. A moisturizer that's a simple formula, usually fragrance-free, is best so you don't have allergic tendencies. And a sunscreen. Mineral is always the best in my book. If you like beginner basics and a simple routine, that's all you need. Cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen. I personally think we need to do better than that. We need antioxidants, we need to prevent sun damage and photo aging, and we need regenerative treatments with retinols, retin-A, stem cell growth factors. So, like you to use your active skincare, these ingredients with the actives like the retinol, the alpha hydroxys and beta hydroxy acids, these work best at night. This is when your skin is rejuvenating and turning over and regenerating. Remember not to mix certain ingredients. Retinol doesn't always play well with certain forms of vitamin C, benzoyl peroxide, and the AHA BHA, alpha hydroxys and beta hydroxy acids. Benzoyl peroxide and retinol can sometimes literally cancel each other out, so it's really not recommended to use these together. They can be rendered less effective. The alpha hydroxys and beta hydroxys can be exfoliating, which is wonderful for acneic skin, but it can really dry your skin, and that can further irritate your skin and cause breakdown of the barrier layer of the skin. So think carefully about using alpha hydroxy with the retinol. And vitamin C is so wonderful to protect your skin from sun damage, oxidative damage, and it's really necessary for collagen production. It's one of your collagen cofactors, but you often want to use that when you're exposed to the bright light in the early morning. I use vitamin C at night as well, but I will put it on right after washing my face, and then I will do my retinol several hours later, right before bedtime. So that way I'm getting the vitamin C for the regenerative boost and the collagen cofactor when our skin is making collagen at night, but I'm not negating the effect of it because these products can be best used at different times. Don't mix niacinamide and vitamin C. Even though they're both antioxidants, vitamin C is one ingredient that's typically not so compatible with niacinamide. It's a common antioxidant, but they should not be used one right after their other because it really drops their potency unless you space them by about 10-15 minutes apart. So that technique of washing off the day, taking off your makeup, applying your first layers of products is great, and then maybe waiting 2-3 hours later after dinner, right before you hop into bed, applying the other products like the niacinamide. Now, what are ingredients that are good to layer? Niacinamide and salicylic are terrific. Salicylic acids used to treat acne. Following it with a niacinamide is a wonderful way to kind of overall hydrate and smooth the skin. The ingredients that you use to treat acne, like salicylic, can be so drying, and niacinamide is one of the nicest products because it plays well with all skin types. It's anti-inflammatory. It's also great for pigmentation, which of course you can get when you pick and scar with acne. So those two are a wonderful combo. A retinol and a peptide is another great combo. Remember, peptides are chains of amino acids that are the building blocks of proteins like your collagens. Peptides work to hold firmer skin together by strengthening the chain links that hold the layers of the skin together. It encourages firmness, tightness, and anti-aging beauty. So pairing retinol and retinoid really makes sense with a peptide. These are complexion-correcting ingredients. And synergistically, they work for the greater good. You're going to get much smoother and firmer results when you pair your peptides and your retinol or retinoids. Love it. Love it. Are you paying attention? Are you taking notes? Remember, with your cleanser, morning and night is terrific. If you're acne prone, adding salicylic and benzoyl peroxide, small amounts. If you're dry and sensitive, use a gentle hydrating cleanser. And sometimes we don't even need cleanser, just cold water. You don't always have to do a double cleanse. Sometimes stripping the skin of valuable essential oils is going to irritate and break down your barrier, skin barrier layers. Using a toner is one of those things that's optional. Sometimes the toner is excellent to clarify the skin, to improve penetration of your skin products, removing dead skin cells. So you can use a hydrating toner or an oil-absorbing toner. I like both. I am not using toners in my regimen. I have too many things to do, so I'm trying to keep it simple. But for those of you who love your skin regimen, or maybe like on a Sunday when you have that extra time to pamper, toner is wonderful. Serums, one of the best things you can do because of their great penetration in the morning. The vitamin C is excellent to stop browning of the skin, preventing photo damage, reversing environmental damage, and evening the skin tone. And at night, a great option is your hyaluronic serum. I think that's one of the best times to apply hyaluronic serum because you're going to draw 1,000 times the water weight into the skin. It makes you hydrated and dewy. You don't get oily and greasy. Remember, even oily skin types need hydration. So you don't want to starve your skin of moisture. This is so, so critical. I'm a big fan of layering my skincare correctly, using combinations that are synergistic, avoiding combinations that negate each other. We work so hard on our skin. It's so important to put things on in the right layers and the right levels and the right times of day. And that is what I'm going to teach you. So take that lesson with you. Skin cycling is one of the lessons we learned in the weeks before. If you didn't hear that podcast, it was a wonderful one. How to cycle your skin ingredients. And this is lesson number two, how to layer. Love you guys. Hope you got a lot of info out of that. Listen to it twice. You can check me out on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find tons of physician strength, my personally curated products that I love that will literally change your skin in a month. The vitamin C, the deep blue hydration, the night quench with niacinamide, the acne kit with all those great ingredients. Love you guys. Check it out. Stay beautiful.